You've talked about snow. We've been following along what Gerard has said from last weekend to this weekend there in Denver. Matt Morrow now joins us. He is live in Denver. And Matt, following along on your Twitter pages, notice the beauty that this snow is bringing, but there's also some concern for the magnitude of snow that you could get, Matt.
Absolutely, Aaron. This snow could cripple parts of Colorado. It is falling lightly here in Estes Park in the Rocky Mountains, as it has been for most of the day. The message tonight, do not be fooled by what we are seeing so far. As soon as the sun goes down, this snow is going to start dumping down. We could get a foot to a foot and a half overnight. Then by Monday morning, they could be measuring the snow here in feet, not in inches. We are talking the possibility of some 4 feet of snow. Estes Park has been warning people about the threat of power outages and highways getting shut down, the two major highways in and out of town because of this. Meanwhile, in Denver, about 60 miles away from here, they are already getting pummeled with snow. Thousands are without power. And if you are thinking of flying in or out of Denver International Airport, you better think again. More than 2,000 flights have already been canceled and more are probably on the way. As you mentioned, though, here in Estes Park, it is beautiful. This is Rocky Mountain. We're just about 5 miles away from Rocky Mountain National Park. It is a sight to be seen up here with the snow right now. But again, tonight going into tomorrow and Monday, we are talking about the possibility of 4 feet of snow, what could be a historic snowstorm and one that could cause some serious problems here. Live in Estes Park, Matt Morrow, News Nation.